Hey guys, coming at you here with a little, I guess, Wednesday midweek podcast video, whatever you want to call it, because we got off track a little bit on the Sunday thing with the little video thing we did last week with Travis. If you didn't check that out, so a couple things I had to let you all know. And first, wanted to just say thank you so much. So many messages today saying how proud you all were of the little video we put out, mostly a marketing piece, but it's about you guys. And although it was sort of a tongue in cheek, arrogant thing that I got to say about how I really do think our gym is better than all the others. And I mean that, it's because I think you all are better. And, but it, someone else told me, the cool thing about it is it kind of gives out what the message of our gym is all about. And I hope that is true. I do believe that it is. All those things that I said and that we said are true. And so I appreciate you all sharing that and the nice things you said. Marketing for us, I don't talk about it so much for you all, but when you share those things, it's great because people usually wouldn't admit this, but the low-hanging fruit for me, like if someone sat down and said, "Who would you like to market to?" Like everybody wants to say, "Well, we want to reach all these people that are overweight and sitting on the couch and really need our help and need to get healthier, need to change those li their lifestyle." And that's true. I always say that's 100% true. We're here for those people. But the people that we honestly love to connect with are your friends, and the people you know in this community. Because the thing about it is we think you all are awesome, or at least most of you. And if you are awesome, then you probably have awesome friends and you know other people that are awesome. And that's who we would love to, as our gym grows, that's how we would love it to grow, is that people like to work out and hang out and socialize with their friends and people that they hang out with outside of the gym already and relate to. So when you share those things, especially with social media, that's usually who sees it and who it relates to. So that's the community we would love to build, is a community of your all's friends that all become our community. So anyways, I won't say anything else about that, but thank you for the nice things that you all said about it. I want the rest of the time today, I want to talk about the open. We've been talking about it a little bit, but I don't think I've ever taken the opportunity just to sit down and say, it's game time. Here's what you need to know. Here's the details. And really get this thing going, because it hasn't snuck up on us. We've been obviously toying with this for a while, but the details of it have sort of snuck up on us, and it's time to get our nose to the grindstone. So, a little bit of review for the new people with us that are new within the last year. Some of y'all, this will be boring. You already know exactly what the open is, but for the rest of you that don't, we've tried to describe it, but the simplest thing I can say is this: at the end of February, February 22nd, CrossFit headquarters, Dave Castro, CrossFit headquarters, is going to release a workout to the world, one workout on Thursday night. And what happens for the next 5 weeks, that remains the same. Every Thursday night for the next 5 weeks after that, so from the end of February all the way to almost the end of March, for 5 weeks, that's what happens. Thursday night, we get a workout released to us. At our gym, that workout will be the workout of the day that we do every Friday. So no matter if you're in the open or registered or taking a part of anything else, you're going to be doing that workout. Everyone's going to be doing a version of that workout anyways if you come to show up to the gym on Friday. And that's the way it is in most gyms across the nation that are affiliated with CrossFit. But the other component to that is that this workout is scored using stricter standards. You will be judged on it, and we're going to actually test your fitness. And so the fun part about that is you have the opportunity to go online and register for the open. It's a competition, a worldwide competition, for lack of a better term. We don't so much think of it as competing with the rest of the world, because what happens, it's the first stage of a long process leading up to the CrossFit Games, where the professionals in our field go and compete. That really doesn't matter to hardly any of you, maybe none of you actually, maybe a couple. But all that you need to know is that the fun part is you can put your score in online, and then you get to save that progress. Every year, you will be compared to where you are in your age division, in your experience division, if you're a scaled athlete or RX athlete, so on and so forth. And you get to compare how your fitness is with other, quote, CrossFitters across the world. And it's kind of cool and kind of fun. And the awesome part about it really is, if you've been doing this for a while and you stick with this form of fitness that hopefully you fall in love with, is you get to see your past results and past progress and see how you've done as the years go on. So that's the one really cool side of it. And it's just that time to go in and say, hey, I'm stamping that badge. I'm waving that flag that, hey, I am not ashamed. I do CrossFit and I love it. And I love my gym and I love this community that we're a part of. And this is the one month a year we're going to shout that loud and proud. And so to do that, what I need you all to do is to go on games.crossfit.com. And if you can Google this, they've made it very, very easy. Trust me, to take your $20, and that is what it cost you, $20. I'm sorry, but it's what it is, $20 to register for the open. And you'll go on, you'll create your little profile, and you can sign up. It's really simple. When you do that, it's going to ask for your affiliate, your CrossFit gym. We are not called Synergy. We are called CrossFit South Forsyth. Don't ask me why. It's a long story. I can't do anything about it. So CrossFit South Forsyth is officially our name on the CrossFit headquarters website. So register yourself this week. I want everybody to do that and select that as your affiliate. When you do that this year, the fun part about this is what happens inside our gym. Outside of everything else, what happens inside of our gym is we make this a really, really fun event and a fun month. It's kind of the most exciting time at Synergy really of the entire year. And you all that have been here in the previous years know that. In fact, several of you all are now part of our gym and part of our community because of the experience you had visiting us during the open in previous years. Several of y'all could raise your hand and say, yes, that's how I found Synergy, and that's what made me fall in love with it. And so it's a magical, magical time. It's a time when we compete and we do these workouts together. Fun things always happen. People get their first double unders or their first pull up or their first whatever PR. It's this thing we call the open magic where everybody's cheering for you. There's a lot of energy and it's just awesome. It's just fun. So there's no reason not to sign up unless you just don't have the $20. And if you don't, let me know and I'll give you $20. Like really, there's no reason not to sign up. Doesn't matter how good you are. Doesn't matter how bad you are. Doesn't matter how new you are. You need to be a part of this and do it. You just do. No one has ever regretted signing up and doing it. There's no good excuse. Don't say, hey, I'm going to miss one. I can want to be out of town this week. Just sign up and do it, and we'll figure out all those things as we go. The things you all need to know is what happens in our gym. For everybody that signs up, this is a little bit different than we did last year. The gym's bigger now, and it got a little hairy and complicated. We are going to draft teams. Each of our team members, of our coaches, is going to have their own team, just like last year. And we're going to run an intramural competition over that month here in our gym. So what that means is for those that have registered for the open, and we need you to go online and register, I'm not going to force everybody in the gym into this intramural competition. It's just too much to handle that way. If someone doesn't want to be a part of it, then I'm not going to force them to do that. So anybody that goes online and registers for the open, I need that done by this weekend because Sunday is when our coaches are going to meet and pick out these teams. And here's what's going to happen is each team comprised of however many people we spread out on we have our own little point system and our own little competition in the gym. And it's going to be a little bit more simple than last year. And it's not just about who does the best on the workouts. There'll be several ways to earn points, and it's really, really great and fun. And we kind of get to compete with each other and name a winner of who won the Synergy Open. People create little t-shirts for their teams, have little get-togethers. We're going to try to get out in the community and do some actually really good, beneficial things this year. And it's really just about supporting each other more than anything. But we'll release details about that down the road. But Fridays is when this sort of happens, is when the intramural part really comes together. We do something called Friday Night Lights. So you can just bet that from the end of February all the way through most of March, there will be no Friday evening classes. Instead, what happens is the 4:30 and 5:30 classes get merged into this one event that starts at 5 o'clock that we call Friday Night Lights. And that's where we rope it off like it's a competition stage. And some of y'all have been there and seen it. We've usually got beer and some food, and it's a lot of fun. And we turn the music up and we really have a great time cheering. We try to get everybody we can to come watch, make you real nervous while you're working out. But it actually, again, it pushes people to do things they've never done before. So that's called Friday Night Lights. And you can do the workout anytime during the day, a Friday, any class, but we would encourage you to come Friday Night Lights and do it because if you don't want to do it, then at least watch others doing it and cheer on your team. So you'll do best in that environment. I'll tell you that. Doing it by yourself at 7 a.m. or doing it in front of 50 other people at Friday night, I promise you, You'll do better. As most of you all have seen, that did our synergy competition at Christmas or other times. So that's how that's going to work. As far as the open standards go with CrossFit headquarters, you have until Monday night to actually complete the workout. So if you're like, well, I'm gone Friday, I'm out of town, vacation, whatever it is, can't make it. You'll have Saturday during open gym time to make it up. You'll have Sunday. We'll have open gym time on Sunday to figure out time to get it in. And then you'll have all day Monday. And you've got to submit your scores online and to us, but online especially, by the end of the following Monday night. So you really have 4 days to get it done. They announce it Thursday night. Scores are due Monday night at 8 o'clock, typically. So that's how it works. The last piece of this, something special that's new we're doing this year, is we've partnered with a gym. If you didn't listen to our podcast with Travis, CrossFit Remnant, a friend of mine down the road, but also lots of people you all know at that gym. And it's another Johns Creek gym, a great gym, great community, very much like ours. We sort of have the same heart. We're going to partner with them for a couple weeks, and we're doing, I think we've signed ourselves up for a little unofficial competition with them of who could get the most people signed up. Our gyms are about the same size, so hopefully I win that. I don't know what the penalty or the prize is yet. That's kind of between Travis and I, but for my sake, hopefully we can win that. But Friday Night Lights number two, we are actually going to have a huge event. Even though the first one's going to be awesome and big, Friday Night Lights number two, that's that second, first Friday in March, for the 5th or whatever that date is. They're going to be bringing their crew up to our gym. So it's going to be even more fun. We're going to hire a real DJ, a live DJ, tons of food. It's going to be packed out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot like that atmosphere at the Synergy Christmas Classic, but probably even bigger, honestly. So please mark your calendars for that. I need all of you all to be here, and hopefully you all take part in that. And it'll be a little fun thing to throw down against some other real competitors. And then the third one will be a normal one. And then the fourth one, we won't have Friday Night Lights. I don't know the date of that. I'll have to get out the calendar. But we won't have our own Friday Night Lights on week four. We're going to go to their gym and do it. And they got a little bit smaller facility than ours, but we're going to make it work. So I want all y'all to mark your calendars for that. Anybody that I could talk into coming with me to CrossFit Remnant that evening. Let me go ahead and get you the date of when that would be. That would be the... is number 1, 2, 3. That'd be the 16th. So the 16th, if anybody can go to CrossFit Remnant on March 16th, that would be awesome and throw down with them. So that is the game plan. That's what we're looking at for the open. So please, please, please go get signed up right now. Games.CrossFit.com. Don't wait any longer. I need you signed up by this weekend. And last piece of advice, last thing to say is that every year we have t-shirts and tank tops. It's kind of like your little collection. Every year you get your open shirt and we'll have those for sale. I'm going to post that in the group here. And I would like pre-orders if I could. Sizes, you just tell me what size you want because I don't want to order too many. Tank tops for ladies. They will be unisex t-shirts. So if some of you ladies would prefer a t-shirt, if you just write a size down, I'm assuming you want a tank top. So if you want a t-shirt, say I want t-shirt size. Blah, 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 whatever. So same tanks and tees we usually do, same brand, same fit, all that sort of thing. So I'll post that design. It's really cool. And you're only going to get a chance to buy one of those if you register and do the open, though. I mean, if we have some extra at the end, I'll be happy to sell them to you. But it's just not something we like to do. You don't get to wear the t-shirt during the open. It's kind of like going online and buying a Boston Marathon t-shirt online and then wearing it around. Like, you didn't do the Boston Marathon, so you know, don't wear that t-shirt. It's kind of weird. So anyways, that's how that's going to work. I'll post that. If you're going to register, if you are registered, please comment with your size so I know. And that's all for now. So everything, any questions about the open, any problems you all run into, let me know. Be happy to help you walk through that. So gear up. It's going to be a fun month. It'll be a fun time. All right. Take care, guys.